see Zendaya like you've never seen her before. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. For more than a decade, she has former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell. It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules. See Challengers now playing only in theaters. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense! Intense heat! Lasting plump! From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper! Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time. Why Won't You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could jizz in all of my candles and let it harden and tell me that's a natural candle. I would still date you. My guest today, ooh, what a treat. He's an Emmy Award-winning comedian and actor. You know him from Children's Hospital, Ballers, Hot Tub Time Machine, and The Unicorn. It's Rob Coldry. Wait, did I say your... No, Cordry.
Cordry, yeah, you said it right.
Cordry. I said Cordry, and then I was like, I think I'm saying it wrong. I should have confirmed before I started.
I heard Cordry. I think we're fine. Okay. Yeah. No.
Oh, thank God.
I mean, you'll hear about it on social media.
Oh, Lord.
The Cords Cakes out there. That's my fan base, the Cords Cakes. There's two of them. They're my dad and my mom.
There's two of them. How are you today?
I'm great. It's so good to see you.
It's nice to see you. I haven't seen you since the last time I did The Unicorn.
That's right. Yeah.
What a fun show that was.
Well, yeah, it's a bummer, you know, that they couldn't afford it, I guess, is what they said. It was probably your fee.
Yeah, I asked for $762 million an episode.
That's a lot.
That's just my rate right now.
Okay. So, well, you can't ask for less than your quote, you know?
Yeah, because then people are going to pay me less on other projects. And I need to make $1 billion a year doing, you know, guest starring stuff.
Keep up the lifestyle. Guest starring roles. You need to make that... Well, that's the way to do it. About 76 million.
Rob, you are married, yes?
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been married?
I've been married. You know, it's funny. I was trying to figure that out before because I'm always wrong. I know it's I want to say 20 years, which means it's probably 19.
Oh, so do men always round up?
I always round up. Well, in my relationship, I've always rounded up, and my wife finds it infuriating. But I just love it. I like the time span to sound as long as I feel. You know, like
aww.
I feel like I've been with her for decades and decades, and yet it's also felt like a sort of blink. It's great.
Oh, my God. I want someone to talk about me like that.
You will.
That's
well,
so
we'll talk
sweet.
About we'll get to that. We'll get to
we'll
that.
We'll get to that. But first, I want to know, how did you guys meet?
So, boy, can I tell this story? Can I tell this story?
Uh-oh.
To leave out a couple details.
Okay.
I was with my friend Falcon. So, yeah, mm-hmm. it includes a dude named Falcon. You might know him.
Yes.
UCB dude. Mm-hmm. And we were in New York. I was living in New York at the time. We went down to the library bar to meet our friend Phil. And Phil, we walked into the bar, and Phil was making out with this chick at the bar. And it was sort of like that moment where, what do they call it? That kind of Spike Lee focus where you...
Yeah, it's a moving track shot?
No, not a moving track shot. Maybe that's what I was thinking of. It was like, it felt like I'm not moving, but it looked, I don't know. Anyway, it was a movie
moment.
Yeah,
it's
moment.
Where the person isn't moving, but the they're moving,
the
but they're not moving.
The background is moving.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. That, it felt like that. And I was like, whoa, who's that? And and Falcon said, that's Phil. And I was like, no. Who's with him? And he was like, she's with Phil. And I was like, nah, not for long, man. And yeah, sure enough, we met at then we really formally met. She didn't really remember meeting me. It was very quick. Mm-hmm. And we met at a party. Falcon actually ended up throwing a party at his house just to get us together.
What a good friend.
Oh my God. He orchestrated this whole entire thing.
Oh my God. What a dream.
He orchestrated the whole thing. He actually, and then in the meantime, kept telling me that he told me that she wanted me to come to the party. And he told her that I wanted her to come to the party.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, neither of us had said anything. And we got together. We were with each other for a little bit. We weren't with each other for a little bit. I was leaving the next day after mm-hmm. that party to go hike the Appalachian Trail.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I had to get stuff out of my system. A former girlfriend had to leave that behind. We had a rocky breakup.
Uh-huh.
And I felt like this had potential with mm-hmm. with Sandy, my wife. And I was like, I'm going to do this. And I don't expect you to wait around. This is going to be a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be great if you did, you know? And I walked off the trail, like, with a clear head. Called her and we went out on our first date.
Okay, so what is hiking the
Appalachian Trail, yeah.
What's that like? Tell me about that.
It's a trail that runs from, I don't know. It's way down south, all the way up to Maine, up to the tip of Maine.
It does, okay, yes.
I was going to do New Jersey to New Hampshire up to the White Mountains. And, you know, where sort of my family is from mm-hmm. Originally. And I got as far as Massachusetts and the Berkshires. And then I started to see scratches on the bottom of the trees, meaning those are bears looking for bugs. Like it was all over the place. So
I thought
like,
it was people trying to get up and they were scratching the trees.
Yeah, I had to look for snipers. A lot of snipers in the Berkshires. No, I'm deathly afraid of bears. They're the sharks of the land. And I don't trust them. And you know what? You can put that in the podcast.
Okay. It's in.
Cancel me. I don't like bears.
I can't believe you don't like bears. There's the Charmin bear. There's Winnie the Pooh. There's Smokey the bear.
What have they
done for
us?
There's a lot of kind bears out there.
Smokey the bear's propaganda, man. He will eat you if he gets the chance.
No, he's trying to keep things from getting on fire.
Yes, so he has the space to eat you.
Fair. I didn't see it from that perspective.
Yeah, that's right, because he's sick of eating bugs in the Berkshires.
But honestly, Smokey would be for fire
if he was going to eat you because the fires could cook people. Oh, I guess bears eat raw people.
They don't care. They eat raw people. Huh. They eat raw people. I don't think I've ever heard it said that way. But yeah, raw people. Yeah. Yeah.
I also don't know if I've ever heard it that way. But like, yeah, people aren't cooked. They're raw people.
They're raw.
He can't be eating, yeah. He can't be eating raw people.
They might be better raw.
Maybe. I don't know. Would you ever eat a person?
Well, you know, have you heard those stories about how like a friend will lose his arm in an accident and the other, and he'll be like, I'm going to cook up my arm, you guys.
No, I've never heard of this.
Whoever wants to come and have a bite just to say you've done this, you have my permission. It's not against the law, or you have to decide whether it violates your own morality. And a couple of them did, and a couple of them were like, no fucking way, and I'm not your friend
anymore.
Wait,
have you ever eaten a friend?
I'd eat a friend. I'd probably take a bite. If it were like that, if it were consensual and, mm-hmm. and he didn't chop off his arm for the purpose. But I'd like it to be the butt.
You know? Well, the butt is just, isn't that just fat?
I don't know. I think it's more like, do you like sushi?
No.
Okay. Do you like steak?
I love steak.
Do you know the when you get that one piece of steak or turkey that is like the filet mignon, they call it. They're like not just filet mignon, but like that one piece of the filet that is just so tender and almost slow cooked. That's how I think
butt would taste like.
Yeah. My wife once said to my kids, we were having this basically the same conversation, and about like, you know, cannibals having to eat people, you know, the Donner Party and so forth. And she said, if you're trapped in the woods, if you're lost in the woods and one of your friends dies, you eat their butts. And I was like, what? These kids were like eight.
I mean, that's pretty funny. Although I think if I was trapped in the woods with friends, I think they would eat me first because I think I'd be tasty.
Aw, hey, that's a good thing to think about yourself. Yeah, I'd eat you.
I think I'd be really delicious. Thank you.
In a pinch, sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
So wait, you've been with your wife for almost 20 years or 20 years.
Well, we've been together for 20 years. Yeah.
Okay. But, so you improvised in New York, yeah?
That's right.
And you were improvising at UCB. Did you ever have any chuckle fuckers?
What's a chuckle fucker?
Oh, a chuckle fucker is a lady who, or a person, who like will fuck a comedian just because they're funny.
No.
Really?
No. I did pretty well in college because I was a drunk and I had no moral compass, but I've always been two things. One, I've always been sort of a relationship guy at heart, you know, and it's something about the just banging someone was like great on one hand, but also on the other hand just made me feel a little empty. But I'd still do it. Don't get me wrong.
I'm not going to get you wrong.
I'm not above it.
No.
But then on the other hand, where was I going with this? The only reason I ever got laid in my life was because I was the funniest one in the room. Mm-hmm. And so then I got to the UCB and do an improv. And I was far from the funniest one in the room. So I had nothing. I had nothing and I was going bald.
Oh, but some ladies, people love balding people.
Yeah, it was in a mid stage, though, you know, like it's
sure
transitional stage. Like I had this little island on the front of my forehead, which was not becoming. And Sandy, my wife, the only reason I didn't shave it off because she thought it was cute.
Aww.
Yeah, I did that for her.
See, that's adorable.
I did that for her. I thought everybody must think it's cute, and that was not the case.
You look back at pictures like, no, this was not cute. This was specifically for one person.
It was fucking stupid.
When did you discover that you're a relationship guy?
I mean, all through my life. I guess I never decided that. I don't know if you I ever want to decide I was one thing or another, but but my whole childhood from dating life was always longer term relationships, you know, with maybe a spattering of, you know, one night stands in the middle of it.
That's what I'm trying to get into. A long term relationship.
Yes, that's the goal.
That's all that I want. And I'm trying to figure out how to do it. So, Rob.
Go ahead.
What advice? So you're a relationship guy. So like what signs should I look for when I'm dating someone that they want to get into a relationship?
You know, it's been so long with my wife. I can only speak for my relationship with my wife. And it's something where, yeah, you just feel the confidence. That's how I felt with Sandy. I felt this confidence. I felt this, the inner voices were quieted, you know, all that stuff kind of got tamped down, and my worry kind of went away. If that could be a sign, you know, I found myself leaving her at the train station to go back to her place, and then smiling all the way back to my apartment. You know, so I knew, like, at that point, who cares if she didn't want to be in a relationship? We'll find out. but I knew I did, and I was starting to suspect early that this was the final relationship. You know,
did you ask her to be in a relationship, and how did you do it?
Oh, it's a kind of cute story. We used to have a bunch of us used to rent this house up in the Catskills when we lived in New York. And this was like all these comedy guys, you probably know, Husky and Seth Morris and Jason Mantzoukas. And we would go there every summer up to the Catskills. And there was this fair that used to be like one of the weeks where they would, one weekend would be a town fair or whatever. And God, I can't remember the name of it, but that which troubles me. I'm getting really old. So we went, I brought Sandy up to meet my friends, you know? And
wait, is this the first time she's meeting them?
Yeah.
And you brought her to a weekend with them?
Yeah.
That's ballsy. Cause what if she hated them?
It's ballsy. And what if like I didn't think she fit in? What if?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a test, but, for myself, really, I guess I didn't know it at the time, but like I was, we were on the Ferris wheel. It's like a stupid romance movie. We got stuck at the top. I asked her to go steady. I said, you want to be my, I said, you want to be my steady girl. And I was saying it to meant because I meant it. I was just saying it to be funny. And she was like, oh, she thought it was like a steady girl, like it was bye bye. We were in Bye Bye Birdie and steady for good. It was awesome. It was really
so cute.
Yeah.
Now, did you plan on asking her, or this was like in the moment? You're like,
it was in the moment. I mean, I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know, like, kids these days seem to like not have a problem with discerning what's a relationship and what's not, what's shipping. We didn't have shipping back then, you know.
Isn't shipping just wanting someone to be in a relationship?
Yeah, I guess, but you can, I guess I think I've heard my kids say they're shipped.
Oh.
They still say going out. That's what we used to say when we were kids. Like, will you go out with me? It was like this formal thing. Like, you're going to be my girlfriend. I'm going to be your boyfriend.
Oh.
We're going to hold hands at dances.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, I guess, we're going out. That meant that you were like boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know if I say that anymore.
Where are you
from? I don't even know. I'm from Jersey.
You're from Jersey. And is that what you said when you were growing up?
I think that's what I said growing up. And then now as an adult, I think I've just been like, oh, I'm dating this person.
So, yeah, but that's a different thing, right?
Yeah, I guess dating and going out is different.
Yeah.
There's so many different stages to a relationship, and it's annoying.
Here's the thing. If you're, like, confident about it and you want to jump in, and you can't, you don't have a read on the other person, just say, hey, will you want to be my boyfriend? You know, just say it formally.
That's so scary though, to be like, boyfriend.
And so what? What do you have to lose? The only thing you have to lose is someone who doesn't want to be your boyfriend, potentially.
Wow, Rob. Yeah? Rob, you are dropping gems.
Ah, good.
My therapist is always like, Nicole, you like to delay the inevitable. And I'm like, yeah, because like things are good. And if you ask someone questions and then they don't say the thing that you want them to say, then you get sad. And she's like, and then you get over it. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Don't you're playing games with yourself. You're like, you had too much thinking about it. It's like if you, or you were thinking so much that you knew it wasn't right. That person wasn't the one, you know?
Yeah. I've only asked one person to be like, do you want to like be exclusive? And they were like, yes. And then they started dating somebody else. And I was like, we have different definitions of exclusive.
Yeah. All right. You got to use be my steady boy. Will you be my steady boy?
Will you be my steady boy?
Because you're funny. You can get away with it.
Yeah. And I'm adorable. And I'll wink at the end. I'll be like, will you be my steady boy?
Want to be my steady boy?
So you've never been on apps or anything.
What do you mean? Oh,
like you've never been on Tinder or Hinge. What a blessing.
I know. When
it is a nightmare.
I'm so curious about those things. I've told my wife, I want to get on just to see what happens on those things. And she's like, don't do that. When I was single, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they were definitely not apps, but there were sites, web, you know, like the dating sites. And that was considered the dumbest thing in the world. Like only losers did that.
Wait, that's what I felt like when I started getting on dating apps. I was like, oh my God, only idiots who can't find relationships are on these things.
Yeah, I feel like people feel that way even when they do it, which is stupid. Mm-hmm. Like nobody really feels that way because there's so many people on them.
So many people. Some of the worst people.
I don't understand them, basically.
What do you mean?
I don't understand. I think there's something like my friends and I, this group of friends that we always go on vacations together, that have the same age kids the same age as mine. One of the dudes is this unscripted TV producer, and he always runs a Survivor. We'll do a Survivor. And I never know how to play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to form alliances. I don't know how to do any of it. And I'm voted out early, you know, because I'm just trying to, like, win.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sort of like that, you know, like.
Uh-huh.
I feel like people, you know, it's right. Is it like the dating apps? There's so many rules I don't understand. There's so many.
I don't know if there's any rules.
No,
so, well, I guess I have my own little rules. Yeah. So like if someone messages me and then doesn't ask me out within like three lines or three like back and forth exchanges, I unmatch them or I just don't answer them ever again.
Oh, really?
Because I'm like, I don't want to just go back and forth for an eternity. Let's meet. I don't know what you're actually like through, you know, texting. Like, let's meet up. Let me see if I like your pheromones and your face and shit.
Yeah, exactly. No, I like that. I like, I think you're right about that. Yeah, because it doesn't seem to be the way it goes normally.
No. So like before I started that rule, people would just go back and forth for like weeks and then be like, hey, do you want to go out? And I'm like, I guess we've been talking for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. And they'd be sexting. Like,
I don't want that.
Yeah. My friend, one of my dear friends, she's a makeup artist and she was just having the roughest time dating. And she said, you know what I should do? I should have you do my whatever app it was profile.
Uh-huh.
I would love to. Yes. I'm going to get you. You're going to be married in a year. Watch this. And I got on her phone and I'm looking through it and I'm thinking about it. I'm like, and after no time at all, I realize I'm the last person. Like, I love her, you know, and mm-hmm. and could sing her praises, but I don't know if that's the way to go on there.
I don't know either. My profile, whenever it's just like, write whatever you want, I'm like, tee hee hee, I love to giggle. I don't know what to say. Like, when I look at someone's profile, I'm never like, ooh, they like to ski? I better message them.
Yeah.
I profiles are confusing and annoying. I feel like it should just be pictures, and then you're like, I'll figure it out later.
Because, I mean, people lie in pictures. Uh-huh. So much. How can we trust their fucking profiles? Like,
yeah, people be lying.
You're in a 2-year relationship and you're like, you said you like romantic walks on the beach.
We've never been to the beach.
Oh, you're complaining about this sand.
Real quick, we got to take a break.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel, the science-based language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Guess what? I love to travel. And honestly, traveling is better when you can speak the local language. So, ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying, me encanta Poppy. I think I said I love you, Daddy. Anyway, people just treat you better when you speak their language. Plus, it's nice not having to consult language apps while on vacation because I'm having fun in the sun. Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only from the listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get 55% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No.
Yes.
Nope.
We're back. We did it. We took the break. Tee-hee-hee-ha. I've been swiping on the apps, and I took some screenshots of some people.
I love it.
This one man really made me laugh. So Unhinged, they have like little prompts that you can answer. And the prompt was, the award I should be nominated for. And his answer is, The Last Real Man. And I was like, okay.
Wow.
And then his job, he wrote, Hustler. And then for school, he wrote, Far Away.
I don't know about this dude.
And then for the prompt is, My Simple Pleasures. And he wrote, Woman. And then... the prompt is, I won't shut up about, and then he wrote dollar emoji, like a dollar bag emoji, and then the cry face emoji. And I was like, and then the other prompt is, I'm weirdly attracted to, and he wrote feet.
Oh my God.
And I was like, you know, I don't want to be out here anymore. No, I hate this.
That's ugly, unless he's the most ironic dude in the world.
No, I don't think so. I was looking at his pictures, and I was like, this man takes himself very seriously.
Let's see it. Do you have it right
okay.
there?
Okay. I do.
I want to see this idiot.
Okay, so that's one picture.
No way. Oh, my God.
Here's another.
No. Oh, my. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I think he takes himself very seriously, and I think he thinks he's, like, cool.
Oh, you think
witty.
So?
Okay, so podcasting is an audio medium. So this man, he's very like European-ish with like tight pants.
He's
lots
wearing
of sunglasses.
A jean jacket with like the sleeves rolled up or something.
Uh-huh.
Like to his, yeah. No.
And then he's got this wild bracelet. Look at this bracelet.
Don't you? Oh my God.
It's too big.
He's a time traveler.
You think
traveler.
It's a watch, but that's a watch.
He's a time traveler.
From what year?
I don't know, 89, 90.
Okay, all right, I love it.
You know what? What's the art of taking your profile picture? Like what? Because I guess you gotta show something that, not your best, most beautiful picture, right? But something that really describes your essence.
Well, I was told to wear red in pictures because men are attracted to red.
That's thinking about it too much, I think.
Oh.
I think so. I think, like, I get it, but, you know, you can't hurt, sure. But, like, already that's, I think, too much pseudoscience.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm attracted to red.
I thought it was a weird thing. I was like, I guess red is, like, a color that you're like, ooh, wow, red. But I was like, I don't know if people are attracted to it.
That's too easy a thing to say. That's like men are bulls, you know?
Uh-huh.
I think you gotta take a picture that somehow makes you go, and I don't even know if I have in my thousands of photos, I don't know if I have one. Like, I don't know if I could take one of myself that really captures how I feel like I am.
Mm-hmm. So I'll show you my picture.
Yeah, I would love
so
to see it.
So this is
that's
me
great.
On the street. Thank you.
That's great. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That is exactly you.
Yeah, and I'm happy. I'm wearing all the prints, leopard print, flannel. and then... the prompt is, believe it or not, and my answer is, I just found out I'm 5'5 and not 5'7. I've been lied to my whole adult life. This is a real thing. I thought I was 5'7 for years.
That sucks.
For like a decade. And then I was talking to Sashir and I was like, if we're both 5'7, why am I shorter than you in every picture? I think you're lying.
No.
And she's like, no, Nicole, you're shorter. And I was like, this is lies on lies. And then we measured ourselves and
you know
I
what?
Was the liar.
I say you stick with 5'7 because you, your personality, you come off as a far taller woman.
Thank you.
Yes, I would say, I'm being serious. I would say keep the 5'7.
Okay.
I like that answer, though. That's super funny. I would definitely, that would catch my eye.
Okay, so this is the next one.
Oh,
I
my God.
Show off that butt.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Okay. All right, it's a big swing.
Yeah, it is. And I was just like, I love my butt. So I got to show the people my butt.
You got a great
and
butt.
And then, thank you.
That's great. That's great.
That one's a fun one. It's me in a split.
Flexible.
And then the prompt is dream dinner guest. And I wrote, the Minions. Easy to social distance with them. Them bitches tiny.
I like that.
I love the Minions.
I like that.
And then I have this picture.
Oh, no. Get rid of that one.
Get rid of that
get
one?
Get rid of that one.
Okay.
You don't.
Okay,
I don't think you want to associate yourself with a dog.
It's okay.
It's very
funny.
It's
a side by side of me and this dog where we have the same hairstyle. That's probably a good. Yeah,
I think
I shouldn't
it's funny.
Be like, look at me, I'm a dog.
Different medium. That's for a different medium.
I agree with you. That's a good. That's a very good note.
Yeah, no.
My childhood crush. That's another prompt I wrote. Captain Picard from Star Trek, because I truly loved him.
Yeah.
And then here are my last two pictures. There's like a little selfie in the mirror.
Just being you. Okay.
And then There's me. Someone photoshopped me and Guy Fieri at his Hollywood star ceremony. And I love Guy Fieri.
Does it? Is it? I can't see from here, but is it very clearly a Photoshop?
I think so. I think it looks pretty clear.
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally. Totally.
So, okay, is my profile good?
Yeah.
Bad?
I would say pretty good.
Okay, you know, just get rid of that one picture.
Just get rid of that one picture.
Okay.
And the butt picture just made, I was like, the parent in me went, oh, dear. But I mean, that's, I guess, you got to do it.
You got to advertise the goods.
And you like it, so you, fuck it. Yeah.
All right.
I got to give my stamp of approval.
Rob, how old are your kids?
My kids are 15 and 13.
Oh, wow. Teens.
Teens.
Oh, my God. Teens are so scary. I'm at the age where I cross the street when teens are walking towards me because they're mean.
Oh, always. No. High school kids are scary as hell.
They're so scary. Do your kids have parties at your house?
No. Well, yes, but with kids we know. Like, they they'll have a bunch of friends over while we're there.
Well, the teens in my neighborhood are starting to like party where like the cops are being called and like angry parents have to come pick them up.
Jeez.
And it's fascinating
to watch
from an outside perspective because like I used to do that shit.
I know.
And I was walking my dog and one of the teens was like, I've never hooked up with any guy I've ever actually liked. And I wanted to shake her and be like, don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't have to. You could just like people and wait and not waste your time. But then I was like, then you're a crazy woman.
Yeah, that's not a badge of honor. It's not a badge of honor.
I can't imagine being a teen ever again. And like, for a while, I was like, oh, boy, I miss being in my 20s. I could drink all night and work in the day. And I was like, whatever.
Nah.
I'm fine getting hungover now. I would never want to go back to being in my early 20s and having to deal with that bullshit of being like, I don't know anything. And I'm trying to navigate life.
There's a reason we get hungover. You know, there's a it's your body saying, hey, no more. Stop this.
Don't do this.
Don't do this. Don't know why you keep... Why are you doing it now?
Why are you putting poison right up in me?
I used to hair of the dog was my cure-all. I was like, well, I'm hungover. May as well drink again.
The only thing about that is, for me, I have to like keep drinking throughout the day.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh boy, I got to keep this buzz going. And then it becomes work.
Yeah. It's not fun. That's sort of why I quit. Like I was, I was like, this is just stupid. I'm too old for this. You know, I'm too old. I'm 50.
That is old. Too old. 50's half of 100.
Old, and wise.
Old and wise. I can't wait to be wise.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's a question.
Go ahead.
Say I want to meet someone in person. What's a good, like, a good way to hit on somebody?
There's got to be a way. Let's solve this. Let's really solve this.
Okay.
There's got to be a way, right, where... You're obviously flirting, but it is not, it's not not obvious. So it's a move that you're making, but it's not perceived in a negative way, any negative way, like, oh, what a cheeseball or she's gross or so that's a really, it's a real tough thing. Personally, I never cracked that nut myself, you know?
Okay.
I would just be funny and just never use a pickup line, never do anything like that. And I'd hope for the best. And usually it didn't work out.
I mean, I guess that's good advice to not use pickup lines because I don't know what pickup line I would say. I guess the only one I really know is, did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
Yeah, that's a good one. My kids have a ton of them. I wish.
Wait, do they?
Yeah, I wish they were here now. I'm in Texas working. They're so stupid too. They're really funny. I could say like, is your was your I'm just making this up. Maybe. I don't know. This might be one. Is your father a carpenter? I was just, no, no.
Is your father a carpenter?
Are you a carpenter? Because you're giving me wood right now.
Oh, see. Oh, I guess I could use that.
You could use that.
Well, yes, I could.
You could use that and it would actually be funny.
It's a conversation starter because it's like, what do you mean by that? And I'm like, wouldn't you like to know?
You could use it because it would be funny coming from you. From me, it would be rapey.
Yeah, I think it would be just like a little creepy.
Yeah, it's too much.
But I don't know. I would laugh. Wait, have your kids been in any relationships? Like, when do people start dating? 13? You said 13 and 15?
Yeah.
Is that too young?
My 15-year-old had their first boyfriend.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah. And they're sort of gender neutral. So it just happened to be a dude. And it lasted about 3 days. Which was as long as my first relationship lasted too, because you're like, and you know what? It was I really admire them because I was talking to them about it. Why they like? So why did it? What happened? And they were like, just realized I wasn't ready for this.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love when someone is so in tune with themselves that they can make a decision like that. Cause I feel like some people would just let a relationship happen. But I love that they were so cognizant that they were like, oh, I wasn't ready. So why force something when I'm not ready?
Yeah. And, wow. And the same thing happened to me. And I remembered at that moment telling them that story of this, like asking this girl out when I was in like sixth grade. She was older than me and for the dumbest reasons, I wasn't even that attracted to her. I used to see her with her old boyfriend walk by my house with holding hands every day. And I was just like, oh, holding hands. I want to do that. And I was holding her hand. After she said yes. And after I was holding her hand and I was like, what did I do? You know? And so I think, my oldest probably had a revelation like that. Like, oh, this is, I don't like this. I can't navigate this yet.
Yeah. I don't think I was ready for a relationship. I don't think I was ready for a relationship actually, like up until maybe this year, because I don't know. I just like had my own shit going and I worked a lot and I wasn't ready to like move things around to accommodate a person.
Good.
But now I'm like, okay, the whole pandemic happened. I didn't work as much as I did and I didn't feel like less of a person. I still got things done. I still was employed.
Yep.
So I can work just a little bit less, you know, not less hard, but just like a little bit less to incorporate somebody. So yeah, I'm ready.
Good.
And I'm letting the universe know.
That's awesome. You know what? I think that maintain that. And by meaning maintain that, I mean, meaning, you know, really like check in with yourself all the time and make sure and, you know, always be ready, always be open. And now I think it's going to happen. And then you'll have to end this podcast.
I mean, maybe I wouldn't. I don't know. Maybe the podcast would just turn into,
yes.
Guess what? You won't date me because I have somebody.
Yes.
Also, I'm like, wait, who am I if I actually have a partner? Because I've made a lot of money being single.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's a thing. That's a thing.
Yeah, it's like, well, what on earth would I ever talk about if I was happy?
I got married, got a joint bank account that I still have today. We don't even have our own money. And then I got I got The Daily Show.
Mm-hmm.
And I started really making money. I had money from commercials and stuff. I was working as an actor, but I got The Daily Show and I was like a working actor, like making television money. It was half mine and even completely in love with this woman. I was like, I would have liked a year.
Just a year to like buy some dumb shit, have a nice time.
Buy a boat and then burn it, or, you know, buy 9 cars so that when I find the right woman, I'm like, sorry, I already have these cars.
Real quick, we have to take another break.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Wow! Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Wait, you have cars, right?
Yeah, I love cars. I'm a big car guy.
What kind of cars do you have?
I have a 911, a Porsche 911, mm-hmm. That I'm getting rid of, and I'm getting the new Bronco that's coming out.
Ooh, the new Bronco looks sick as hell.
Yeah.
Are you getting the 4-door or 2-door?
2-door.
Soft top?
Hard top.
Okay.
I can wait. I have patience. I can wait. I'm going to get the hard top because, you know, that was the whole delay of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Going to get the Sasquatch package.
Oh, what is the Sasquatch package?
Oh, we're talking 35-inch wheels. We're talking about suspension, higher suspension. We're talking about a rear axle something or other.
I like that Bronco, and I might get one when my lease is up on my Jeep, but I do love my Jeep.
That's the thing. I was never a Jeep person, and you're either a Jeep person or you're not a Jeep person.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last couple of years, I keep looking at those Rubicons. Like that Rubicons are awesome, man.
I really like my Jeep. I've got just like a sport. I got the lowest model because I was like, meh, who knows?
But then they're fun, right?
It's so much fun to drive. And I think it's cute.
This is going to be very similar. Drive experience, mm-hmm. I think. And I also have a 1978 Datsun 280Z.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's fun. They don't make Datsuns anymore.
They don't make them. They call them something else now. They call them Nissan.
There's a Mercury Cougar that somebody has on my street. I think it's like a 64.
Ooh.
It's not a 7. It's like 60 something. And it's so nice. And I can't figure out who it belongs to be like, you park this on the street a lot. Are you trying to sell it? Can I have it?
Yeah. See, the funny thing with those, because I like driving fast. I like precision. I like balance, mm-hmm. and everything. All those cars look great. They're so poorly made. Like, the mm-hmm. my Datsun, I got in it and I was like, this is not what I thought it was going to be. And that was my sort of lesson. I learned a lesson, like older cars are older cars. This doesn't even have power steering.
Yeah, but can't you change all that? I mean, it's expensive. Yeah. You can like rip out everything and change it.
I'm going to, so I can sell it and get an older Porsche.
Ah, I just got a Mitsubishi 3000 GT. It's a 94. It's, again, the lowest model package, so it's not super, super fast, but I think I'm going to rip out the engine and just do, like, redo the whole thing and make it zoom, zoom.
Oh, you know what you're talking about. Yeah. This is great.
Well, it's my favorite car as a youth. I would like come through Consumer Reports and like pair it back to my parents what was a reliable car. And I was like, the Mitsubishi 3000 GT is a very reliable sports car. It's Japanese, it's got a wide wheelbase, and it's the same thing as a Dodge Stealth. But it is a little bit better performance-wise. Like, it was like,
that's
just
so funny. As long as you arm yourself, you like you're arguing with yourself about the why to get it.
I like cars. They're fun.
I love them.
Have you ever driven a Tesla?
Okay, so that's funny. I've been asked this question so many times because I co-host Top Gear America. Mm-hmm. I've driven almost all the cars.
Have you ever done the Porsche track where you ride with like a Porsche employee and you like go real fast around the track?
Oh, yeah.
I want to do that so bad. Is it fun?
Fantastic. It's fantastic.
Okay, I'm going to do it then.
You could probably get in there too, you know, because it's kind of expensive. Like I just.
Oh, it's so expensive.
I kind of weaseled my way in there.
Oh, maybe I'll have my publicist reach out.
Yeah, I think you could get in there. The Tesla. So no, because I have no interest. I think it's a shitty car. I really do. I think I'm nothing against electric cars per se, but I think the Tesla started us off on a road of this model that like people are basically building Teslas when they build an electric car and why not, like, we're at the point where why not innovate these things a little bit more, because it's just a marketing like ludicrous speed is just marketing. I can beat a Tesla with my 911 in a quarter and a half mile. I'll smoke it, you know, and people think, oh, it's the fastest car. I'm like, yeah, it's fastest car for a quarter mile.
You sound like Dom Toretto. Have you seen Fast and the Furious?
No. I've seen a
Dom
couple
says,
of them.
Dom says, I live my life a quarter mile at a time. So
that's pretty great.
Of him. I love Vin Diesel.
Oh, I can't stand him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can put it out there, too.
Have you gotten to work with him?
No, I worked with The Rock, so I'm Team Rock.
Oh, I see. Did The Rock tell you stories about Vin Diesel? We don't have to put that out there.
No, he was just like, he's a dick. That's the story he told was like, he goes, you know, you can, you assume the worst of Vin Diesel. but I've heard other stories about him. Like, and I feel like it's our job as performers to warn our fellow performers of potential speed bumps. And so I don't think of it even as talking shit. Although, you know, this is a podcast that is not listened to only by performers. But the word's been out on Vin Diesel. I'm not breaking new news.
You're not. People have been talking for years, but guess what? That doesn't deter my love for him. I love him so much. He can be as difficult as possible, and I'll still rub his bald head and say, hey, baby,
he's a handsome man.
He's so hot. Oh, he does it for me. Yeah. the only reason why I want to drive a Tesla, back to Teslas, I mean, we should get back to love, but whatever.
I know, right? People are checking out now, you know.
They're like, oh, God, she's on a car rant. She loves, I just love cars.
Great.
I just think they're poorly designed. They look weird.
Yeah, they're ugly.
They look like, thank you. Yeah. I think they're very ugly cars. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the ride is very nice. They're not for me.
There are better electric cars out there. Ones that have, you know, followed their own, like the Porsche Taycan is, I've driven that a couple times. That's an amazing car.
Ooh.
Just because it's Porsche, you know, really designs and builds and thinks about this thing. And everybody else is just like, what did Tesla do? Okay. They're just trying to mimic their success. And I've also driven the Mustang Mach-E.
Oh, how was that?
It was okay. I don't love the design.
I'm like, why do we make this into an SUV?
Not even worse. Or like it's a crossover. It's a crossover. You know what I didn't like about it is it's, and this is what I don't like about all electric cars, other than I'm just a naturally aspirated man in my heart. There's so many. It feels really computerized. You don't feel a connection to the car, and I did feel that in the Porsche. But the in there's so many. Everything dings at me. There's so much dinging that I can't turn off. It's like the car's driving you.
Yeah, I don't need the car to tell me that another car is coming up. I have mirrors.
I don't need anything. I don't need your cruise control. I don't need the lane change assist.
No, I don't like that at all.
I can drive. They're making us. It's dumbing down. It's dumbing down the drivers.
I agree. I don't even like having that camera, the rear camera, because then I stop using my mirrors and I just look at that camera and I'm like, the camera doesn't show everything. You got to turn around and look.
No, it's a hazard. It's unless there's certain cameras that are a little wider, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that ends the car portion of this podcast.
Will you car me?
Will you car me? This man on Tinder, I think I might have told this story on the podcast. I don't remember, but he was like, he messaged me and was like, let me buy you something expensive. And I said, okay, I want a 65 Mustang. And then he unmatched me. And I was like, then why did you say you wanted to buy me something expensive? And then I told you what I wanted, and then you
unmatched me. That's why. You don't want a 65 Mustang.
Yeah, I should have said, give me a Ferrari.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Give me a Lamborghini,
give me a
baby.
Lamborghini Aventador SVJ. You know, like.
That's what I should have asked for. I am foolish.
Specifics, Nicole, specifics.
Yes, I got to be specific. I gotta say what I want and then go for it.
Everybody in LA has got a 65 Mustang.
Is your wife in the entertainment industry?
She's a speech pathologist.
Oh, what does that mean?
She basically taught.
She talk good?
She's what?
I said she talk good.
I thought you said, does she fuck good? And I was like, that's a transition.
Oh, that would be so wild. And you were like, I will answer that in a second after.
Let me get to that. She does that. They do a wide, speech pathologists do a wide range of things. Her main focus was brain injured patients.
Mm-hmm.
And she would basically teach brain injured patients to swallow.
Oh. Again,
and to swallow, and then everything from swallowing to talking and to help organize their thoughts into words. And then we moved here. We moved to LA, rather. And, you know, every profession sort of funnels into show business somehow. Mm-hmm. So she did some dialect coaching for a while because she realized it's the same exact thing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And she didn't like it very much. Mm-hmm. So she hasn't done it in a while. But she's still licensed, but she's not working right now.
I would love to work with a dialect. I wish I had to like have an accent for something, but I'm not good at accents.
Yeah.
But like, I just like want to do it. Have you ever had to do something where you had an accent?
I'm doing one right now, actually.
Ooh, what accent are you doing?
It's sort of Texas. This guy, I didn't actually make a choice, which is good and bad. This guy, I'm playing a football coach in Texas, and they say in the script that he's Texan, but in real life, it's a true story. In real life, he wasn't Texan. So I just sort of make it like a general Southern, you know, the easiest one to do, essentially.
Yeah. Just Southern.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at accents. I'm not even going to try it.
Field goal team. Let's go.
Let's go.
Get your head
Hello,
in the game.
Hello, everybody. We're doing the footballs now.
Get your minds right, football for football.
See, that's pretty good. I like it. Is this a movie or a TV show?
It's
or
a
can
movie.
You not say? Ooh, a movie, movie, movie.
Yeah, it's called The Senior. It's actually very good, I think. I'm never right. Who knows?
whenever I like, when I work on something that I actually really like, I try not to say it too much because I'm like, I don't want to jinx it. And I hope other people like it. So I'm not going to keep saying it. Yeah. I
think this movie will be, you know, because these days movies don't do shit anyway.
It's interesting. TV now TV's is the place to be.
And I love doing TV. But this is my first movie in a couple years. But I with all the streaming and theatrical release is not necessarily worth it to studios anymore. So I think what they're going to do is they have a good relationship, these producers, with Disney Plus, and it's a perfect movie for Disney Plus, which should be a great place for it to come out because it's a good family movie.
Oh, I gotta love the streaming platforms. Although
platforms,
we gotta figure out these residuals because sometimes I'm like, pay me more money.
I'm sick of firing all my reps. Pay me more money.
Pay me more. Excuse me. I'm hungry for money.
I love money.
I love going to the bank and depositing money.
I love money. I love everything about it. I love to rub it.
I love rubbing pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, and bills together. Money, 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 money.
God, money's great. It's a secret to happiness.
I think so. And people are like, money can't buy happiness. And I'm like, it can make you pretty happy.
I'm half kidding. That's a stupid saying that money doesn't buy happiness. It's like, money, it helps. It helps.
Rob, we've come to the end.
I don't feel like we solved anything.
Here's the thing. Okay. I don't know if we can actually solve why I'm single.
Yeah.
I think it's just a time. Like, I have to, like, wait. And I have to, like, just be open and receptive to love.
Yes, that's it.
I think that's what I've figured out.
That's it. And you know what? It's worth it. If you wait for 20 years, you know, and you when you find it, oh my God, you are going to be so rewarded. Because I'll tell you right now, don't listen to all these people that talk about marriage. Oh, the old ball and chain. Like, it's they're wearing their bullshit as medals. You know, they like to show off. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's changed my life. It's changed me as a person. I'm glad I was there at the right time and open to it. So you've set yourself up. It could happen today.
Ooh. Well, I do have to leave my house today. Yeah. So
go to Trader Joe's or something. Go to Trader Joe's. All the great guys are at Trader Joe's.
Okay. I don't really go to Trader Joe's, but now I'm going to.
Oh, all the hot dudes and chicks are at Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, right? Mm.
Okay, before I ask you to what you want to promote, I have an announcement. Okay, so listeners, we're doing things a little different now. You can email your stories or questions to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com with the subject line submission. And I will answer your questions, your queries. I'll read your stories. You know, just mix it up a little bit. I've been doing the same thing for like 3 or 4 years. So we're going to have fun. Okay, Rob, do you have anything that you want to promote?
Top Gear America is, you know, since we talked about cars, Top Gear America is on the Motor Trend app, and it'll be out on the Motor Trend channel soon. So why not watch that?
Also, watch everything Rob's been in so he can get them residuals.
I need them residuals.
Oh, wait. I ask everybody this. Would you date me?
Absolutely, I would date you. You're a fucking blast.
Oh, thank you.
You bring light with you everywhere you go. And
thank
I
you.
Wish the same for you. I hope your light collides with some lucky fella. Because I looked forward to every day you were on the unicorn set with us.
Thank you. Honestly, that was such a fun job. Everyone was so nice.
Yeah, it was a great job. And you were so well cast in that role.
Thank you.
I gotta think it was written for you.
It did feel like, well, Christine Zander, who was one of the, I think she was an executive producer. She was one of the producers. She was a writer on it.
Yeah.
But she, we worked together on something else. So I'm sure once I was cast, she was like, oh, I know Nicole. Let's give her this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch The Unicorn. How about that?
Well, yeah, why not? It's probably somewhere. I don't know.
I think it's on Netflix.
CBS, Netflix, Children's Hospital's on Netflix.
Yeah,
no, it's
baby.
On Hulu. I'm sorry, it's on Hulu. Fuck Netflix.
Yeah, fuck Netflix. No, I'm just kidding.
It's on Hulu. Yeah, watch that. That's a great show.
Okay. If I'm trying to find, I read these like nasty come-ons and I can't find any. Okay, I found one. Okay, if you read me something nasty, or no, if you write me something nasty, I will read it. So this person said, "Dear Nicole, I want to take you to dinner at your favorite restaurant, and after, I'm going to stuff your vagina with a full head of chopped cabbage and some salt, because you guessed it, we're making sauerkraut." After 3 to 7 days, we will harvest the sauerkraut from your fragrant fanny and put it in mason jars to give to our friends. The origin of this fermented treat will be our little secret. Hope you're not too grossed out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that one's almost as bad as, I think the worst one I've ever gotten was this person wanted to flip me over and fill me up with soup. And I don't like that.
Yeah,
that one was
like that one.
Really upsetting.
That I think that sauerkraut one was pretty.
Yeah, because it's got to stay inside for 3 to 7 days. That's a long time.
You're going to get toxic shock syndrome.
I think so. They're not worried about my well-being.
Cabbage shouldn't be in there.
Thank you, Rob.
I love you so much. Thank you.
I love you. Bye-bye. That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by, oh, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solotaroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Do you like to break the rules? Are you curious about gift-giving etiquette? If so, I implore you to check out a very funny podcast called I Said No Gifts on the Exactly Right Network. Every Thursday, host Bridger Weinergar invites his favorite people in comedy into his backyard to chat. He just has one rule, no gifts. Unfortunately, everyone has ignored this simple request. They all bring gifts and force Bridger to talk about it. In addition to yours truly, past visitors include Bowen Yang, Darcy Carden, Mitra Johari, and Weird Al Yankovic. Each episode includes a fun game, and Bridger offers perfect gift-giving advice to clueless listeners. In case you were wondering, I brought him cough drops, and it was a treat and a dream. Don't miss new episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.